Mr. Watkinson. Agenda item number two, permits for projects over $500,000, with no objection and staff recommendation for approval, so-called page two items.
Yes, sir. Our commission page two items have been subjected to our normal public interest review. We have had no objections to the project, and staff is recommending approval of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items on your agenda as page two items. With that, I'll read the description for each project. Item 2A, Army Corps of Engineers, request authorization to place up to 500,000 cubic yards of dredge material per dredge cycle from the Tri-Bell Shoal Federal Channel in a previously approved and utilized open water disposal area adjacent to the north reach of the Federal Channel in the James River, centered at approximately 37 degrees, 13.0683 north latitude, and 76 degrees 40 minutes, 3.785 west longitude in James City and Surrey counties. Staff recommends approval and a time of year restriction for the dredge material placement from February 15th through June 15th of any year to protect anadromous fish species. Item 2B, Metro Fiber Networks Incorporated, request authorization to install two 1.36-inch diameter fiber optic telecommunication cables using directional boring and plowing methodologies under 13,455 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom of Hampton Roads, east of the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel from Fort Monroe to Willoughby Spit in the cities of Hampton and Norfolk. In this case, staff recommends approval of the project with a royalty of $80,730 for the encroachment under 26,910 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot, and also a special permit condition that the applicant shall adhere to the submitted frack-out monitoring response plan. Item 2C, BAE Systems, request authorization to modify an existing permit to install an additional 3,877 linear feet of security barrier, which encircle and protect U.S. naval ships undergoing overhauls and repairs at their facility at 750 West Berkeley Avenue. This is situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. In this case, the existing permit conditions will remain in effect. Item 2D, Elizabeth River Crossings, OPCO LLC, request authorization to modify an existing permit to extend the Norfolk permanent bulkhead wall an additional 66 feet channelward to include 12 steel pipe piles as part of a pipe pile fender system for additional protection, and to include a backfill type change of 0.18 acres of ordinary fill to 57 stone to facilitate the construction of an additional tunnel for the Midtown Crossing as part of the U.S. Route 58 Downtown Tunnel, Midtown Tunnel, Martin Luther King Freeway Expansion Project across the Elizabeth River between the cities of Norfolk and Portsmouth. And last, item 2E, Suffolk Department of Public Works, request authorization to replace the existing bridge with a new 30-foot-wide bridge across approximately 42 linear feet of Spivey Run Swamp to include a new support structure in the middle of the bridge to be constructed utilizing precast concrete bottomless culverts, head walls and wing walls, riprap, cast-in-place footings, stone bedding, and to include the use of temporary sheet piles to allow for the placement of the footings in the dry, and this is located along Arthur Drive in Suffolk. Be glad to try and answer any questions that you may have.
Are there any questions from the commission? I see none. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on any of these matters, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for their will. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve page two items.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Zedron. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.